welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because my good friend Lori McCracken is here, and I've just been talking to her. And oh my goodness, just, you know, sometimes when you speak to somebody, they just lift you up, you know, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful energy, wonderful, just a wonderful person. So I'm so glad that she's here with us today. I'm feeling a lot better. You know, as I said yesterday, I had a really, really bad day and it was really crap, you know. And so today I rested, you know, I honored myself, you know, and just rested. So I'm doing much better today. My throat is better as well than it was yesterday. And, you know, the emotions of yesterday and all that stuff that came up, it's all been calmed down. So it's like, it's all good. I saw what I needed to see. I released what needed to be released. I took action on what needed to be taken action on. You know, I spoke my truth and I shared what was important, you know, for myself yesterday, you know, whether it's on the call or in person, and like personally. So it was all good. In the end, it was all good. But at the moment, in that moment, at that time, it was like, holy crap. And so sometimes, you know, I think this is the year when all of our stuff is coming up for us to look at and release it and take action on it, whatever needs to be done with it. But mostly to not push it aside anymore, not hide it, not put it under the sweep it under the rug anymore, right? So now it's time to really see it, acknowledge it, and then do something with it. And that doing something with it is your choice, whatever you choose. So I think that, and I was just talking to Lori about that really quickly. I think that that is a lot of what's coming up this year, and it's going to continue. And maybe we'll talk about that, you know, during the show as well. So today, like I said, we are talking to my good friend Lori McCracken, and she's going to be talking about how to release the issues in your tissues with the emotion and body code. And I've had several sessions with Lori, and she's amazing, amazing at what she does. And I didn't get a chance to have a session, before this show with Lori, just because it's February. Just, I don't know where it went, you know, it just flew by. So, but I will be having one this month that Lori is, she's gifting me, you know, because she's so kind and generous. And it is my birthday month, so it's like, yes, I'm willing to receive. And why not? You know, and so I highly recommend if you can, you know, get a session with Lori, please do. Like I said, she's amazing. I've worked with her several times. So for those of you who don't know Lori, because I know we have a lot of new people on these calls. So Lori is an experienced oncology nurse who felt called to treat the whole person, holistic, right? She is a health coach, energy medicine practitioner, a certified emotion code and body code practitioner, and a joyologist. And releasing trapped emotions is her sacred calling. All of us have experienced challenging situations in our lives where we've had to deal with difficult emotions, right? So many of us. In fact, 80% of our life issues are stored in our tissues as trapped emotions. And Lori digs deep so you can get to the source of the problem where your health and happiness is just waiting to be unleashed. And even in my training, this is so true. The emotions, you know, that we think we've released consciously, that we think we've dealt with, you know, intellectually, they're in your cells still. And sometimes that energy, you know, needs to be released from your cells, deep within your cells. So that's why, you know, the work that Lori does is really, really profound. Really, I love her work. So today, again, like every day, you know, please, you know, come to your heart space, center in your heart, breathe deeply. Know that, you know, my team is here with me and all of you. I've invited your teams as well to be here to support us, to facilitate this call. So I invite you to open up your hearts, open up your energy field, open up your space, to allow those energies in, the energies from source, from creator, those pure, divine, unconditional love energies in, and let them really go deep into your heart to really lift you up and support you during this call. And so I invite you to join me in welcoming my good friend Lori to the show. And it's amazing how yesterday we had Lori and today we have Lori. I don't know. I think that happened before as well. It's like, how did that happen again? But this is Lori McCracken. So Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Alara. I just am so honored to be here, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I think it's what's such a gift for me is the flow. I feel such, you know, I could say the same thing about you and your energy, and I feel this beautiful flow, and I can already feel it with the space you've created for your listeners today, too. So I thank you for that, and I'm just so happy to be here.
Aw, thank you. And so, you know, Lori, a lot of people, you know, like I said, are new to you. So perhaps maybe you could just start off a little bit talking about yourself and how you came to even, you know, start working with the emotion code and the body code, and how that has shifted and changed your life. And then we'll get really deeper into the trapped emotions and how they affect us and so on and so forth.
Sure. So I think where I would start is that I was in religious community for 20 years. I was actually in leadership, and I got clinically depressed there. And this was a beautiful thing to build unity in the world, so I couldn't understand why I wasn't happy there. And through that depression, which was a really painful time for me, I was incredibly disconnected. I thought, you know, everything had to do with the spirit, and it was a wonderful thing to build unity. But I had left my body behind, and I thought that my body didn't serve anything. It was more of a weight, you know, that didn't serve in order to create heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. And my body didn't agree with that, and it let me know. So through that painful experience, I was able to discover a little bit more about who I am and what I need. And the interesting thing is, through that, I didn't think I'd ever go back to nursing, actually, but I was able to recover and go into nursing, and I was an oncology nurse for over 15 years, and I love that because I love working with people that are in a vulnerable situation and holding space for them so they can get to know what's really important to them. And I guess I did that because that's what I needed to do myself. And then I realized that I don't want to be giving medication to people. As much as I loved working with people going through that experience, I wanted to help people holistically, and I wanted to treat the whole person. And so that's when I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, became a holistic health coach. Then I went to energy medicine school and learned some healings using the chakras and the energy. But it was really a time when I, in that school for 3 years, had the support to get to know myself. It was really self-discovery there. And I had a lot of walls that needed to be broken. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I lost my best friend who was such an anchor in my life. And that actually, like, cracked my heart open. And so through all of these things, and then I learned, you know, I love holistic modality, so I did some clay pack therapy. I did nutrition. And I just kind of by accident, I found out about the emotion code. And in the meantime, I'm thinking, what am I going to do with here's spirituality, here's nursing, here's mud, here's, you know, energy. It's like, how am I ever going to connect these things? And I felt like I didn't have a place. And with the emotion code, the first time I experienced it, I'm like, there's something very different about this. And I had no idea what it was. But as I started doing it, I realized this really called to me. And it felt like the missing piece that brought everything together. So I could use my nursing assessment. I could use the spirituality. I could use the nutritional stuff. And it just is a beautiful, simple, yet powerful way of accessing the deepest part of us, our subconscious, which really we can say is our higher self, because that's the place that holds the answers and knows, why am I having a hard time with relationships? Why do I have that shoulder pain? You know, why can't I make money here? There's deeper reasons for this. And so we're able to get to those root issues in a gentle yet powerful way, identify them, name them, honor them, and release them. And so to me, this is it's like, you know, everything in our life is about relationships. And so we've got all these old beliefs and patterns and emotions that are stuck inside of us that we're not aware of, that are holding us back from even connecting to who we are. and allowing us to discover the awesome person that's hiding underneath there oftentimes. And why then we can't connect with other people the way we want to, because we don't know how to do it with ourselves. And so to allow our own hearts to release that wall that's made of stuck emotions that have been trapped that had to protect us, now that beautiful heart that can expand once we release the walls around it, we can turn it towards us and hold that compassion for us first. And it's so different than getting our nails done or having a massage. It's really day to day, you know, what is it I truly need here? What do I need to give voice to? And then as we step into it and discover that, you know what, even in our vulnerability, that's not our weakness. That's actually our power. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different way of relating to ourselves, to life, and to our emotions that, you know, we deny, we push aside, we resist, when really their real purpose is to awaken us to exactly what our deepest desires are and to our life purpose. And that's what allows us to prosper in every area of our life. So in a nutshell, we're creating the conditions for us to discover the jewel that we are and then allow that to radiate and to shine in the world. And that's how we make a difference in our own well-being and in the well-being of humanity.
Beautiful. Yeah, well said. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I could listen to you for the whole, you know, 90 minutes that we're here. So thank you. And so tell me, I'm still like listening in my head to everything you're saying. It so resonates with me. And, you know, emotions, I'm a very emotional person, you know, very sensitive and very emotional and very passionate. So I feel things deeply, right? And so I think a lot of people, they feel things deeply, but we tend to suppress or repress those feelings because, well, many reasons, you know, sometimes we just don't want to feel that deeply because we think we're going to break, you know, we think we're going to crack, something is bad is going to happen if we really go deep into those emotions. And so we suppress and repress, right? And we hide and don't want to deal with it because we think we're going to explode. I mean, that was how it was for me for some things. I thought I was going to literally explode. Like I was going to die. I was going to get annihilated if I, you know, really went deep into a certain, you know, part of my life and emotion. I was going to die. It, you know, it didn't happen. Yeah, I didn't die. I'm still here. And, but it's like, wow, you know, that's how, it can be so deep, right? And then, and that's why we don't want to touch it. We don't want to see it. We don't want to feel it. We don't want to re-experience it. And I know working with you, when you work with the emotion code and the body code, you know, you're helping us through the process, but we're not reliving it per se. You know, like we're bringing up the emotions to be released and cleared and all that wonderful stuff, but we're not reliving it again. But I think sometimes people feel that if they're going to tap into those emotions, again, it's about reliving something. And obviously, you know, usually something tragic and quite painful, right?
Yeah, no, you're so right, Alara. And I think the beautiful thing for me about doing the emotion code is, first of all, we're doing it together. And so part of the healing is being heard and being witnessed. Because I think oftentimes, I know for me, just being heard from someone when I was 40 years old, when I was at the therapy, you know, into therapy for the depression, I couldn't believe it. I said, oh my gosh, that's the first time I actually felt like somebody really cared and listened to me and that what I had to say mattered. So it's powerful. Yeah. And you're right that we're, rather than just talking about it, we're identifying it, we're giving it a voice. And we're finding out, when did this get trapped? Were you 5 years old? Was it a past life that you carried this? And no wonder it's like a double burden here. Or is it something you inherited? Because there's so much stuff from our ancestors that we have no idea what we're carrying. And to be able to release it from us and from them and our children is such a huge gift. Yeah. And so,
absolutely.
And you know, and the other beautiful thing is that I totally trust the subconscious. So of whoever I'm working on, I know that the subconscious isn't going to take you where you're not ready to go. It will take you where you want because it loves you unconditionally. And if it's a painful place, then we're going to do something to support you because you're releasing that which took up a lot of space in you, and now you're creating a space for higher vibration, more positive emotion. And you're right, we're not used in this culture. We're taught, it's actually modeled for us to, you know, if something doesn't feel good, you hide it, you deny it, you resist it. And so it's a new experience to say, well, what if instead I honor it, I befriend it, I try to find out what is the message here, the deeper truth, and then it's not so painful, but that does take practice, and it is a process.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about, so we know that we're going to do some releasing and clearing today on the call, right? So I think I should tell everybody again, we already have some hands raised and we have some questions on the Q&A, but if you'd like to work with Lori, you know, on the call, you can hit *2 to raise your hand or you can submit a question on the Q&A. So tell me, Lori, how can working with the emotion code and body code, releasing trapped emotions and so on, how can that help us to have more clarity on one what we want in our life and go after it? Can you tell me the question,
Lori? Yeah, there's a great question. And see, what I didn't realize until I started doing this, and I've been doing it a number of years now, I can see the deeper and deeper clarity I'm getting in things. I had no idea how much stuff was on top of me. It's like, you know, if you think of the ocean, and you see the crashing waves and all the chaos and all the confusion and all the fear and all of that stuff that gets stirred up inside of us, it's kind of like the top of the ocean during a storm. And yet, there's a deeper part of the ocean that is so calm and where this beautiful, colorful life is and the rich, deep blue sea. And there's also that within us. But we don't feel it when we've got all this chaos and confusion and anxiety and fear. We forget that we feel like we're only the surface and it's superficial, and yet it's draining us of our life. And so this, when we can identify what's causing those fears or that anxiety or that confusion, that's taking up a lot of space in our energy, in our bodies, and so in ourselves. And so as we release it, then we're creating this beautiful space which allows us to hear what is our deeper knowing, what is our intuition. And the other thing I want to say about that is oftentimes I would find myself, I want to, you know, so what is it you want life, or how am I going to do this, or I wonder what could come of this. And I would forget to listen. I would ask the question, and I'd get frustrated because I didn't get an answer right away. And then when I started listening, because the answer is inside, I had to take time. You know, you got to sit down for 5 minutes and allow yourself to calm your mind and notice, what is it my heart is really wanting to say to me? What do I know is the truth? And then take action, one baby step, one action in that direction. And it changes everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing too. It's like, it's about becoming quiet. It's about becoming still and going within and asking those questions, right?
Yeah,
and then,
right.
You know,
and then listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of, you know, with your mind, it's more about, you know, with your heart and that deeper part of you, right? So that sometimes we forget.
Exactly.
You know, is there.
And we are so used to living in our heads, we're not even aware how much we're living in our heads and all those voices. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, so we consciously have to put the intention, and knowing that we've cleared a space, say, okay, so now I want to listen to my heart. So head, I'm going to give you a break. And I insist you take it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and that's the thing. Yesterday, I was in my head a lot. I was also in my emotions a lot. And so today, you know, when I was just taking time for myself, I was just in my heart. I kept, you know, going back to my heart space, you know, calling in my guides, calling in source, feeling that energy of bliss and that oneness. And it's like, ah, yes, there it is. Beautiful, you know? And You know, and it's like, yeah, it's always there. But, you know, yesterday I was too busy focusing on my mind, you know, or the mind got the better of me. And it's like, it was interesting to watch and interesting to see where my mind was going. It's like, wow, interesting. But we have that choice in every moment to go to our heart space, to connect to within, to who we truly are, and feel that bliss, that oneness, that joy, that connection to source, to spirit, to who we are. And that is a lot for me anyway, that brings me joy whenever I do it. And it's like, oh yes. And then it just brings this, I don't know, you can't even describe it, but you know, it's like, as I'm saying it right now, I have a huge smile on my face, you know, and it's like, you know, why do we tend to go to those other places? But, you know, the thing with going to other places, it's important when they come up to see them, because they're coming up so that we can see them, you know, and sometimes they're coming up for the first time. And so they can be a bit heavy and, you know, really strong. And other times they're coming up really strongly because it's time to do something with it. It's time to really acknowledge it, like you said, give it a name, give it a voice, acknowledge it, and then clear it and release it and move forward and take inspired action, right?
Yes, and I love what you're saying. It's so important to be able to notice and be an observer of ourselves. I find, too, that that's the greatest thing that has helped me, to say, wow, look at that anger showing up. That's powerful energy. I wonder what that's about, and I wonder what I meant to do with it, because that can be one of the greatest motivating forces for us. But we need to have a conversation with it. We need to, you know, acknowledge it's there and ask, what is this about? And say, okay, yep, now I'm ready to let you go. I know what I need to do, and take action in that direction, which is good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Lori, let's take some questions and see what the listeners would like to experience today.
Absolutely, great.
And then, you know, we'll continue talking as we go, but let's take some questions too, just so that we can feel the flow of what people are needing.
Sure, absolutely. Great idea.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone line first. We're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. 5712.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marlene.
How are you?
Good.
All right. Now, I have basically two things that have been showing up real strong. And one is the wind and rain, okay? Something about them triggers sinus, and real strong, it's bad. It will not go away. And two is a pattern that is like sending people in my life to take advantage of me and steal my finances.
Okay. And is your name Marlene?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful, Marlene. Thank you for those. So what I'd like to do is, do I have permission to tap into your subconscious?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And so for those of you who don't know, what I'm doing is using the sway test, which is a muscle test. And so when I move forward now, with Marlene's permission, I want to connect with your subconscious. So my name is Marlene. Yes, my Lori's gone. Okay, so I'm tapped into your energy field, your subconscious. And before I begin, I always like to ask for divine guidance, so that whatever comes of this is truly for your highest good, your deepest truth, and your greatest benefit, for you, for your whole family, and for humanity. So we'll put that as the intention for all of us together, okay? And what I want to ask your subconscious, because it knows the answers to these things, is if there's anything that connects all of this, that we can identify what that is, okay? So you get the best benefit out of this. So I'm going to ask, I have an app here with a body code on it, and I'm going to ask, is there anything on here? And I got a yes. So it looks like there's an energy here we want to identify. Is it on the left, near the right? Yes. Is it first and second? No. So, and what's coming up is what's called an idea allergy. So that means that there's something, a word or an institution or a place or a person, that whenever you think of that or them, you get a charge reaction, like an allergy. Mm. And then we can find out there's reasons for that. So when you hear that, is there any word, person, place that you think of that when you hear it gets triggered?
No, not at this second.
Okay, so let's ask, because I will tell you what I have found, what I've had a lot of people coming in with, is they have an idea allergy to the word Trump.
No,
and
don't bother
it's, okay, okay, so that's not it for you. So let's ask, does it have to do with a person? No. Does it have to do with, is there a food that bothers you? Or that you don't
me,
like?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
it seems like there's something around that. What, and that's interesting that it's an idea allergy rather than a physical allergy. But what
right.
food, like, gives you the creeps?
Well, number one, I'm having trouble with water for some reason.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, and why is that, do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay,
when
so let's
it,
ask.
Cough.
You what?
When I drink water, I cough like crazy, and I did notice my thumbs, one or the other, almost as like you went swimming.
Okay.
When I drink water, it shrivels up. It's the strangest feeling I've ever had.
Okay. All right. So let's see if we can find out what's going on here. Because that's a good one. All right. So I'm going to ask, is there something underlying this? And I get a yes to that. So let's see. Is it on the emotion code chart? Yes. Is it from column A? No. Column B, odd row. Is it row one? Yes. And so what's coming up is something, an emotion called effort unreceived. So is there any way that you have ever felt unappreciated, unheard, invisible?
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah. And this is a very common one. So let's find out. And can I ask how many years young you are?
51.
51. Awesome. So let's see. Is this before the age of 10, before the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Is it 10? So when you were 10 years old, around there, 9, 10, 11, and you hear effort unreceived, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? What were you putting a lot of effort in and somebody wasn't hearing or appreciating or knowing or paying attention to?
Well, I don't know about 10, but I know around 12.
Okay.
I had to take over for my mom because my dad walked out when we were 11 and my sister left her baby with us and I had to become the mother.
Wow.
That and
okay.
my two other siblings.
Mhm. So that's pretty powerful. That was a lot put on a 10, 11, 12-year-old, right?
Yes.
And so what I want to ask you, because I'm getting a yes to that, okay? I'm swaying forward to saying your subconscious is totally agreeing. And look at that's when you were a young child. So now I want to ask you, is there any way you're feeling that same type of energy now in your life?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so see, your subconscious is letting you know, and this is the first thing that came up for you. So there's this whole, like a column of this energy of feeling effort unreceived, that no matter what you do, it's not appreciated, it's not enough, it's just you're not seen for what you're doing. And so what we're going to do is release it from when you were 10 years old till now. So it's been there quite a while. And when you, so let's see, and this is what has to do with your sinus, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, this is affecting your sinuses.
Okay.
So is there anything else we need to know? No. All right. So can you release this? And I get a yes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to use, I have a huge magnet here that I'm going to roll over my head down my neck. and we'll release this from you, Marlene. And the amazing thing is, for everybody else, I want to invite you to notice, is there something that you have a reaction to? It may not be water, but something that's present for you right now that you say, oh my gosh, when I hear that word, I get triggered. And just trust whatever it is that comes to your mind, that's the one your subconscious is wanting to bring to your conscious mind right now. And then notice, where have you felt effort unreceived? And how old do you feel when that memory comes to you? And where in your body do you feel it? So we're going to release it from you, Marlene, and we're going to release it from everyone. And what's beautiful about doing this as a group is that energy and that intention to release this from our bodies forever is amplified and magnified by the beautiful energy that we have as a group. Okay? So now I'm going to roll this magnet over my head. And everyone else, you can either take, you know, two fingers and go over your head at the same time. We can do it together. Or you can just close your eyes. And just be present to your body and notice if you notice anything. And there's no right or wrong. Some people do, some people don't. All right? Here we go. You ready to release this, Marlene?
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. And 10 times. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So just now take a nice deep breath and let it go. Let the negative energy associated with that effort and receive just leave your body. So for you, Marlene, that's leaving your sinuses. Now I just want to check, did you release that? Yes, you did. And did everybody in the group? Yes. Beautiful. Did you notice anything, Marlene?
Just, well, I know it's got to move out, but my left nostril is like filling up right now with stuff, so it probably wants to come out.
So something's moving. Okay. That's good. And
exactly.
What I want to let you know, yeah, so that's why I test with the muscle testing, that I get a yes, you did release it. However, it may take 24 to 48 hours or longer for your body to process that and integrate this new space, because it's been there since you were 10, 11, 12.
Oh.
All right? So that takes some time. And, you know, some of these things are complex. Just releasing one trapped emotion is beneficial, and yet, you know, to get to deeper layers, we need more time. There are different layers. So let's just see, is there anything else? No, see, so that was pretty deep actually for you. So give yourself some time to process, and I would invite you to just try sipping water a little bit at a time. All right, and just see, and just notice if there's a difference for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
yeah,
you
so
that's
much.
What
I've been trying to do.
All
thank
right,
you.
And so see if there's a little shift there for you, okay?
Okay. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Marlene.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Marlene. Yeah.
Thank you.
Interesting what can come up, eh?
Yes.
So, wow, that was good. I felt I did it as well for myself, you know, and I felt a lot clearer after doing it. So it's like, yes, yay. it's always good. It's always good.
It is.
All right.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, Lori, so when people submit a question on the Q&A, how do you work with them, or can you?
I can. So if you read the question, then mm-hmm. to the best of my ability, I will answer that. And I actually can test their energy through that.
Perfect. Yay. Okay, so let's see here. All right, so I have a question from Maria in Dubai. And okay. She says, I have been feeling this pain between my ribs on the right side. I did a lot of work on it spiritually and physically, and it still seems like this part of me is disconnected from my body and is creating pain. It all started after a divorce and a breakup. Can you help me with that?
Oh, yes. Okay. So thank you for that information, Maria. That's good. So what I'm going to do here is, because you actually named quite a few things that are clues that tell, you know, that's like the priming of your subconscious to give me some information here. So thank you for that. So what I want to do is I'm going to ask on this app, is there something here? Yes. Is it an energy? Yes. Is it on the left? Yes. Is it the first one? No. Is it on the left? No, on the right. So what's interesting and that's coming up here is a cord for you. So, you know, which is in this sense is an unhealthy cord. And it's to a man, and it's probably to your previous husband, whoever this, you know, the divorce was from, and I'm getting a yes to that. And so what I want to find out, and it's from your heart to his heart, which, okay, so this is accounting for between the ribs there. It's your heart chakra, that energy center of the heart. And these cords are really powerful. So what I want to find out, so it's heart to heart. It's an unhealthy cord. Do we need to know when it was created or who created it? No. What's important for you to know here is that there is a cord that's draining you of your energy, of your core energy. And so what's beautiful is we put the intention for you to release this cord now. And what that will do is it will allow you to stop losing your energy to this other person. And so you can step in and show up in your own life and experience your own power and how amazing and beautiful and strong that is. You don't need to be drained. And so what I'm going to do is put the intention to have a self-healing love bandage be put on your heart and his immediately. So as this cord is released, that you just can step in, all right? No more draining. It's like you know, a balloon that's losing air. None of that anymore, okay? And for him. Now, the thing is, so that you can experience freedom, the freedom to be who you are and stand in that amazing energy. We don't know how he's going to respond, and yet it can be very powerful for the other person that does not have an idea. And the reason I say that is we put the intention that this be for his, or her actually, freedom also. Sometimes, however, if the other person isn't as conscious or, you know, on a growth or spiritual path, same way we are, then they may feel it as something negative. And so just don't be surprised if you get an email, a phone call, or a text or something, and that will just give you a clue, oh, yeah, okay, they felt it too. All right? So is there anything else we need to know? No. Is there anything hidden or missing? No. So can we release this for Maria? Yeah. And so I just want to invite everybody else listening to notice, is there someone that you're aware of in your life that you have an unhealthy cord to? You know, it could be a friend, it could be a lover, it could be a past, you know, someone in the past that we just have this connection to that's still draining us and we're not aware of it. Or just talking about it now has brought it to your awareness. And are you ready to release it so you can too experience freedom to be who you are wholly and fully? Okay. So we've got that. So now let's see, is 10, 15, 20, 25. So this is a deep cord, which makes sense, all right? These are deep, deep emotional relationships often. So to release this, it's going to take 20 rolls of the magnet, which I will do, and I think it just allows us to pause and to honor what has been and to say, yes, I intentionally want to let this go so I can step into my own freedom. All right, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Just let it dissolve. There's that self-healing love bandage to patch it right up. And the beautiful thing is about now, so this has got to do with your heart, so you're not losing and draining energy from your heart. So that beautiful energy can turn towards you. And I invite you to ask yourself, so what is it I truly need in order to honor who I am and move forward and become the best of who I am, become who I came here to be? Thank you so much. That was really a beautiful question, Maria.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And Maria, if you can type in or write in, you know, your feedback, comment, that'd be great about what you experienced. That'd be great. I don't think we've ever done 20 before, so that was interesting.
Yeah, well, it tells me that that's really deep. And I think also we all have them. And so it's just honoring all of us. Yeah, beautiful. And I just want to check. So, yes, Maria did release that, and so did everybody in the group. Awesome. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. I was still yawning from it, so yep, still releasing. All right. So I have some more questions on the Q&A. I have from Cynthia in West Bend. She says, I see you are a joyologist. Can you share more about this? Did you train or did you just decide that you are joyful? She said, absolutely love the term and the idea of it.
Oh, thank you, Cynthia. That's a great question. Yeah, when I was in energy medicine school, we had summit. It was during the heart chakra weekend, actually, of this whole energy center of our heart. And there was someone there leading the group that did tapping, you know, the emotional freedom technique. And that has never really resonated with me. But that day, it was awesome to do it in a group together. And as we were tapping with her, I noticed I started to cry. And I realized that that's it. I am a joyologist, because if joy is not coursing through my veins, I am not. I don't feel like I'm who I came here to be. And when joy is going through me that way, I'm like, wow, this feels like me. And so I know that part of my life calling is to radiate that joy. And but the other thing I know is because I have suffered a lot in my life and been very disconnected from myself, and that was actually very painful. So the joy that I experience and want to share with the world comes, it's not a superficial, up-in-the-air type thing. It's from transforming pain. It's like, you know, there's the duality, the polarity. So sadness and joy, you know, love and hate, love and fear. And so the other thing that I'm aware of is I want to be a joyful person, which is on, you know, the wonderful side of the spectrum of positive and high vibrational emotions. I also need to be willing to go to the opposite end of that kind of pain and suffering to so that I can experience as a human being, we're called to this experience and the full range of our emotions, and to be able to know that they're all okay. Can we be open to allowing for this range within ourselves? And like you were saying, Alara, you know, it's scary. And that's where it's so important to have support as we do this. Because we're all called to it, right? And we can benefit and support one another by our willingness. If I'm not willing to go in the trenches where there's pain, how am I going to support you and allow you to support me? And then we can pull each other up and say, oh, wow, look at the joy on this side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so thank you for that question.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Cynthia. And then I have a question from Debbie. And she says, I clear and clear, but it never seems to go away. I'm assuming it never seems to go away. Can something be holding emotions in place that I'm missing?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I had a yes to that as you were asking that question. So, because sometimes, and this is what I find, sometimes our subconscious is tricky. We've got to ask the right question. And so it's mm-hmm. like, a Google search. You know, the more specific the question, the more specific the answer can be. And so, for example, mm-hmm. The question might be, is there something holding me back from releasing this? You know, so we got to try some other questions. And so when I do that for you, Debbie, is there something holding you back from releasing this? I get a yes to that. And so if you want, we could try to find out what that is to kind of support you, and you could take it from there. Would that be okay, Alara?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay, so let's see. Is it on the emotion code chart? No. Is it on the body code app? No. So here's something interesting. So what I'm going to do, we're going to find an emotion that's in this book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. This is like nuanced. And so there's something in your subconscious saying, okay, it's not quite on the emotion code. It's not in the body code. Here, let's figure out. So I'm going to ask, which letter is it between A and Z? So is it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H? So it's H. So let's find out here. Is it on this page? Yes. Let's see what it is. Okay, and so what's coming up is hectic. Like, you know, if we're rushing, we're busy all the time, we're hectic. And what you might want to suggest to yourself is because we want to replace this energy. Rather than being hectic, would you like to be carefree, mm-hmm. calm, collected, organized, or what word comes to you? And just let yourself answer. Hear what the answer is so you can replace the hectic energy with that. And this is actually very common in this culture. And so I want to ask, let's see, is this from this life? No, this is actually from a past life. And so we don't need to know anything about that, but you've carried it over from a past life, and who knows what that experience was. Because being hectic is often a way of distracting ourselves from connecting with the deeper truth within us. Because it's scary. Like, oh my God, life is tough, but it could be even worse if I got to really know the truth here, right? So, I don't know about you all, but I have discovered the more I do this, it's like, oh my God, I never knew how much I lie to myself about things, about what's really true for me. And what I really want, what I deeply want. And it's like, I never knew what a liar I was. And it's not intentional, but it's like it's kept me from being deeply connected to who I really am and allowing myself to be seen and heard for that, because I've been too afraid or too ashamed or too guilty or whatever. And the more I allow the truth and own it, the more free I feel, the more I'm willing to be seen and heard for who I am. And it's scary to do that when we're not used to it. Mm-hmm. So do we need to know anything more? No. This is from a past life for you, Debbie. It's about being hectic. And so just notice, where in your life are you feeling hectic? Is there some place where you could slow down a little bit and just give yourself a chance to hear you, hear your own inner wisdom, and trust it? Because maybe that's the problem, that you know you get it, but you don't trust it. And when we're hectic, it kind of keeps us distracted and in an avoidance, actually, mode. And so here your subconscious is just inviting you to say, it's okay. It's safe for you to hear what's really going on and what you really desire. So can you release this? I get a yes, so that's good news. And is 10 enough? Yes. So I just want to invite everybody else to notice, is there anywhere in your life where you feel that there's some hectic energy? And where do you feel it in your body? And how old are you? Is it this life? Is it another life? What's your awareness? And just to say, be able to say, wow, look at, I really am hectic when it comes to this situation, or when I'm with those family members, I'm like, yeah, I got to do this quickly and get out of here. Or, you know, just to notice and to be gentle and hold compassion for yourself. This is an awareness. All right, so now we're ready to release this hectic energy. Here we go, 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. And just notice if by chance you feel a little less hectic, if you feel a little calmer, a little lighter. Because actually to be hectic takes a lot of energy. And so you're using up energy that maybe you could be putting towards something else that you really enjoy, or towards yourself, and just slowing down, having a cup of tea, or taking 5 minutes to look at the trees. You know, whatever it is for you, just to open up. Now you've got the space. You've created space to be able to hear. What do you want to put in that space? And so let's just make sure. Did you release it? Yes. And did everybody in the group release it? Yes. All right. Awesome. Thank you for that, Debbie.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And I received a comment back from Maria, and she had said, thank you. I feel a lot lighter and more in my heart. Such a relief. Good.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Maria, for that. I'm so happy for you.
Now, I have a question from, I hope I say your name right. I got Jordan E. in Tampa. I don't know if I'm saying your name right. But the question is, usually I'm able to be of support to many people and be focused and successful. Now I feel like I cannot even focus on that which is essential to my everyday life. I just avoid my goals and cannot even muster the concentration. What is going on? Hope you can help.
Oh, Jordan, yes. So it sounds like that's my story resonating. You know, because I just wanted to help other people, right? That's what my life was too. But the problem is your body is saying, what about me? While you're living and supporting everybody else, who's doing that for you? And so your body, your heart, your mind, your every part of you is calling you home. That's what it is. And so that's a beautiful thing, actually. It's just that maybe you, like me, I had to be hit over the head with a 2x4 to get the message, because I thought what I was doing was so great, and yet I was leaving myself totally out of the picture, my body out of the picture. So let's see if there's something here we can support you around too. So I'm getting a yes. And let's see, there's an energy here. Is it on the left? Yes. Okay. Is it? So here's what we call a psychic trauma, which means there are at least two trapped emotions which you have experienced intensely at the same time. So let's see what this, and I want to ask, is this yours? Yes. Is this from column A? No. Column B, odd row. Is it row one? Row three. So the first one is coming up as confusion. And the second one is column A, and abandonment. So let's see, is there anything else? No. So in this particular psychic trauma, there is confusion and a sense of being abandoned. Now, sometimes we can feel abandoned by life, which is what I'm getting for you, yes, and also we abandon ourselves, and I get that too. So, and it makes perfect sense, because that's what's been modeled for us. Most of our life, other people have shown us how to abandon ourselves. Either they've abandoned us or they've abandoned themselves, and that's what we grew up seeing. So we do it. And so again, your body, your heart, your mind is calling you back to please not abandon you. And what's so interesting is that the time when we need the most support, we're the first ones to walk out on ourselves. And so here's the invitation to ask yourself, what do I most deeply need? What do I most deeply desire? And give yourself the chance to answer that honestly. If you didn't have to worry about what anybody else would say or think of you, how would you answer that? Because that's what you need. And see, there's a lot of confusion, which is going to prevent you from being able to hear that. So that's why we want to clear that out for you. So, and I bet all of us can relate to this. You're definitely not alone. And this is such a beautiful moment for you, because rather than having a breakdown, what if this is really a moment for you to have a breakthrough? All right? It feels awful. And yet, and so we can awfulize it, or we can grow through it. So is there anything else we need to know? No. Can you release this? No. All right. So there's something else going on here. Do we need to know something else about this? No. So there's something underneath this that's hanging out that won't let you release this until we identify it. So see, that's what I love about the subconscious. There's something not total here, complete. So let's see. Is this another trapped emotion? Yes. Column A, odd row. Is it abandonment? No. So this is a feeling of betrayal. And this is self-betrayal. So, Jordan, sweetheart, this is the moment. Your heart is calling you back to you, to stand with yourself and for yourself. And know that all of us here are doing that with you right now, so we can hold compassion for you, so that you can experience what that's like, just in case you never have before. And that's the feeling, if you can let that in and then hold that for yourself. That's the beginning of your healing. So that you actually can experience all the beautiful support and love you've given to other people that you need to experience from your own heart for you. So can we release the betrayal? Yes. And I want to invite everybody to just notice what pops up when you hear betrayal, how old you feel. And where in your body are you feeling it? And so for you, dear, I can feel this is all in your heart. Okay? So let's see. It's 10, 15, 20, 25. So this is really deep. We're going to release this sense of betrayal for you so you can honor who you are and be there for you. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Just let it go. Completely let it flow out from your heart, from your body. You don't need that energy anymore. It's holding you back from loving you. Beautiful. So you did release that. And everybody else. Yeah. So now can we release the psychic trauma made up of the confusion and abandonment? Yeah. Okay, see? Once we named that, then this other one showed up and said, oh, I'm here, betrayal. Okay, but good. So we got a little bit deeper. All right, so now to release the psychic trauma at 10 is enough. So again, just everyone listening, just notice, where have you felt confusion and abandonment at the same time? How old you feel and where in your body are you feeling it? And again, this seems to be in the heart. All right, so here we go. 10 times to release the confusion and abandonment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. and let it go. Beautiful. So you did release that, and so did everybody else. And I just want to put the intention that we fill that beautiful space you just created with the highest vibration of love and light. Okay? So that that's what you can experience. And just give yourself a big hug.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah, thank you. That was powerful. It's like I was just thinking, you know, Lori, it's like, wow, we're doing a lot of processing and healing on this call.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are, all of us, you know. So it's not just the people that are typing in or calling in. It's the rest of us who are also participating, you know. That's great. Thank you.
Yes, and I love it that it's energy, because then anybody re-listening to it or listening for the first time gets the same benefits that we are to now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. And, wow, yeah, so just let us know how that worked for you, or what's coming up for you now, how you're feeling, both Debbie and Jordan. All right, so now we're going to go to the phone lines in just a few moments. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the special offer that we have, that Lori has for us. So if you're on the live page, you can click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Lori12. But this time it's Lori as in L-A-U-R-I-E 12. And when you go to the... when you're on the live page and you look at the special offer button, there's a Joy 25 that's written there, and Lori will talk about that. So, Lori, can you talk to us about the special offers that you have?
Sure. Okay. So if anyone is feeling like they could, this resonates and they would like to have some individual support, the session is usually an hour long, and so it's totally dedicated to you and to what comes up for that session for you. And so that is typically $185, but I'm doing a special of $150. And here for you listeners, I'm going to add, so if you put in the coupon JOY25, then it will be $125 for an hour session for you all. And then because, you know, a lot of times I find that, I mean, one session is great, and for some people that's all we need. But if there's complex issues or chronic issues or things like that, and I know one session never would have done it for me, so a five-pack is often really gives you an idea of the benefit that you in the depth that you can go. And so what I'm doing a special there is if you buy a five-pack, then it's for $600 instead of $925, and you actually get a full free session with that. So I'm really happy to offer that. And then for other people, if that doesn't work for you, then the other thing I'm doing is a group emotion code session, which is similar to this. And that's a phone call once a month, and it's on a Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And so I'm offering, so it'll be all the next 10-month calls for the rest of 2017, that's $150 instead of $180. So that's $15 a call. So if you know, and then I get to work personally with people depending on the number of people there. And yet again, like today, you benefit whether you call in or not. So that's just another option, because I feel like this is really meant for humanity, and I want there to be able to be a space where everybody can feel comfortable and get what they need and feel supported.
Perfect. Thank you. So I will be putting the codes more clearly on the replay email and on the replay page so that you can see them. But the Joy 25 is only for the personal session, right, Lori?
Right.
Perfect. Thank you. And like I said, you know, Lori works with groups as well as individuals. And, you know, like today, that's basically what we're doing is group work, right? So it's just as beneficial or effective group work. But sometimes the one-on-one is, you know, you can go really deep into what's, you know, just for you. So if that resonates with you, take a look at that. I know that, like I said, I've worked with Lori a couple of times, and it's wonderful, just wonderful what comes up and what gets cleared, and so powerful. And, you know, it's such a sacred space, and she holds a wonderful space for us, you know, so it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful process and a beautiful way to be supported and move forward in your path. All right, so now we're going to go to the phone line, and we are going to go to phone number ending in 6350. 6350. I'm going to unmute you in 1 second. Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name is.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi. Wow, this has been very enlightening and very powerful, and I'm. This is exciting to me. I have lots of issues, I think, but this is just, I'm enjoying this. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, good. So what's one issue that we can help with?
All right. I will go to, I'm not sure if it's connected with shame, because I have a lot of that, and I don't know exactly where it comes from, but it happens all the time, even little tiny situations. And even if I say something, like probably when I get off the call, I'll just go, oh, God, why did I say that stuff? So there's a lot of that going on. I'm not sure what it is, but I have this very chronic low back pain that is very, sometimes it's just debilitating where I can't even walk.
Wow. And where is it? Is your pain right now on a scale of 0 to 10, Melissa?
Right now it's probably at a 7.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot right now. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing this up, because this is one of the most powerful emotions that holds us all back. And so I'm really grateful that you brought this to the forefront. And it takes courage to do that. So I really want to honor you for stepping forward and bringing this as a gift to all of us, okay? And you're so welcome. And so let's ask your subconscious, is this, so the shame does have something to do with low back pain. And what I want to just check here, let me just see if I should do this. Yes, I'm going to ask, I have this book, so we can find out what are some causes, energy causes for low back pain. And so what I want to do, in case anybody notices this, and just see if any of this resonates, okay? So feels unsupported financially, experiencing fear where money is concerned, wanting to back out of something, in a relationship that hurts, or running away from a situation. So did anything there resonate for you, Melissa?
Yeah, I think probably maybe the financial was, maybe the financial, and then, I don't know, I kind of get running away from a situation, but I can't really... Maybe it's just running away from life or something.
Yeah, I got a big yes to that.
Okay. You know,
good to know, right? Good to know.
It's always been difficult. So, you know, I can see where that could be fitting in.
All right. So let's see if we can find out if what the underlying cause is for that, that's keeping that alive for you. Okay? And let's see where we go with that. So... And is shame a big one? Yes. So, and can I ask how many years young are you?
65.
65, awesome. All right. So let's see when this first got trapped. Whatever this, your subconscious knows, this is the layer that we got to, that's most important for you right now. So is it before the age of 20? No, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So when you were 25 and you hear shame, what comes to mind? And I just want to let you know, if there's something that comes up that you're not comfortable sharing, all you have to do is say, got it, and I'll test what's in your conscious mind.
I'm feeling okay. You definitely tapped into something because my whole chest and my chest hurts, my stomach hurts, and I think it was, I'm not sure, but it might have been around, I think I might have met someone, and I think I got married maybe the year later or something, or okay. In there. I'm not sure, but it feels something.
Yeah, I'm getting a yes to that. Yep. And look at how your whole energy field, your whole body is vibrating to that, to the truth of that.
My body, I haven't felt, I don't even, this is bizarre how I feel. It's very intense.
Okay. So good energy is moving. Something's been stirred up, which is what we want.
Yeah. That, the running away thing is coming in here, too.
Yeah, big time. All right? Because you wanted to run away from these emotions and particularly from shame, because who the heck wants to feel that? And yet, it's trying and wanting to awaken you to something that you're deeply desiring. And that's why it wants you to look at it in its face and name it. And acknowledge it, okay? That's what this is about. It's not, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to feel bad about. It's like, wow, look at the shame I'm feeling and what it's creating in my body. Thank you, shame, for showing up, and now I'm ready to let you go.
Mm.
Okay? One, because these emotions, just like us, we want to be acknowledged and loved and honored. So do they. That's their purpose. And when we're willing to do that, rather than stuff them or tell them to get out, then their job is complete and they're happy to go. And then you create a space for something of a higher vibration for you to be able to experience in your own life. Okay? So is there anything else we need to know? No. And I'll tell you, the other thing is shame has the lowest vibration of any emotion. And this is the one that causes depression and suicide. So this is part of my mission, is to help especially women, but men too, is the depth, and this is in ourselves, it's in our culture, to release shame and guilt so we can celebrate pleasure in our bodies and in our lives. This is huge. Okay? So thank you. So let's see. Is there anything else we need to know? No. Can you release this? Yes. 10, 20, 30. Whoa. 35 we've got to do for this. All right. This is very deep. And so you really want to honor yourself for bringing this up, giving it voice, and allowing it to be acknowledged so you can release it. And so I just want to invite everyone else listening to notice, where does shame come up for you? How old do you feel? And where in your body are you feeling it? Just acknowledge it and notice it. All right. So you ready, Melissa, to release this?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. 35 times. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. Nice, deep breath. And let it go. And you might need to shake your arms to let it out. Shake your feet. Let it out. Just wiggle your body if you need to just shake that out. That was huge. That was awesome.
Whew. Oh, gosh.
And
I could
just make sure. Yeah? What were you going to say? Sorry?
Yeah, no, that's okay. I want you to continue. I just did want to share that I could feel like I could feel when you were counting, and especially after you got past 20, I could feel like the energy almost lifting up, 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 up. It was like it was coming up out of my body.
Beautiful. Wow. Mm. So how are you feeling now? That was a lot of work.
Yeah, I feel, to be honest, I feel like I just ran a marathon.
You did. It was a spiritual, emotional one, but you did.
I'm sweaty and I'm very tired. I can hardly lift my arms, but yet I feel lighter. So it's very interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, that's beautiful. And what I want to invite you to do, I want to check, yes, you did release that, as you explained, you knew that, and everybody else did too, but that was a really thick layer. So you've just gained a lot of freedom. And what I want to invite you to do is if any thought dare come in that is a negative thought, you just say, sorry, not going to engage with you. Okay, no need. So
okay.
What do you want to experience rather than shame? Because I want you to really feel that.
Mm. Oh, I want to experience freedom. That came in big. And,
okay.
Yeah, joy.
Mm-hmm.
And probably more important than all of those maybe might be peace.
Yeah. Beautiful. So that's what, now you have a beautiful space to allow the higher vibration of that peace to fill you. So I want to invite you when we're done to just, if you can, sit back, lie down, whatever you need to do to be quiet, put your hands on your heart, and just allow yourself to feel what it feels like to be that filled with peace.
Mm.
That's you. Okay, that's you. Without the shame. That's your truth. Okay?
Oh, that's it, truth.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your courage and your willingness to be vulnerable, to bring that as a gift for all of us.
Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Grateful for everyone. Thank you.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You, Melissa. That was beautiful and so powerful. Thank you. So happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Bless you guys. Oh, thank you so much.
You too. Blessings. Oh, wow. Wow. I'm like, that was amazing, you know, and, you know, it was nice that Melissa could experience all of that and at the same time share with us what the new energies and qualities and feelings that she would like to feel, you know, instead. And beautiful, just absolutely beautiful, Melissa. Thank you for that. Okay, so how are you doing, Lori?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
I love
I just wanted
this.
To share.
It energizes me, yeah.
I know, right? It's like, and it's so powerful. And you can, like, I don't know, you can see the difference right away, or you feel the difference right away. And it's like, it's so wonderful. I wanted to share just the feedback from Jordan.
Yes.
And she was saying, thank you so much. I felt the love. I felt the motherly love for myself when you said, give yourself a big hug. And she said, you were so precise in diagnosing what the issues were. Yes, it seemed as if I were more concerned and focused on achieving for others. Now I feel like I am more able to chaperone myself to glory if I must. So thanks for the good work. Many, many blessings. Yay.
Oh,
thank you, Jordan.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And then Debbie, she said, wow, Lori was so spot on. I do always feel rushed and hectic inside my body, but my life does not warrant that feeling. So it was interesting to see it was a past life and now makes perfect sense. Thanks for the clearing. Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Debbie. Mm.
Good. Yay. It's just wonderful to, you know, just, you know, making a difference this way that you're doing, Lori, is just so powerful and so beautiful. And it's like, it seems to come so easily and effortlessly to you, you know? So you're definitely following your path. This is definitely your calling, and you're just so wonderful at it. So just saying.
Thank you.
So now I have, can we go back to the phone line for one more?
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to go to the phone number ending in 8550.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hello. My name's Janet.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Janet.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if I have some sort of a heart wall or something of that nature. I don't seem to be able to go outside anymore.
Okay.
I just do everything to avoid people, and I cry all the time.
Okay. All right. So thank you. That's a huge thing for you to call in, Janet. Good for you.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
taking a stand for you. That's awesome. So let's ask your subconscious, is there a heart wall here? See, and that's your inner knowing. That's your wisdom. Yes. And if we can release our heart wall, what a different place the world would be. So thank you. You're making a difference for yourself, for all of us, and humanity by doing this. So let's ask, is the first trapped emotion in your heart wall from column A, yes? Is it an odd row? No, even row, yes. So what's coming up first is anxiety. And can I ask how many years young you are, Janet?
63. 63,
okay.
I feel like I'm getting a panic, going into a panic attack.
Yeah,
right now.
Okay. The anxiety's getting nervous. Okay, it knows it's going to move on out. So let's see. Is this trapped emotion from when you were, before you were, is it a past? So this is a past life for you, too. And oftentimes when it's so overwhelming, it is because we're carrying it. This life's got plenty of that. And you put it on top of other lives that have been, you know, anxiety stricken, then it feels overwhelming. So do we need to know anything more? No. So let's just release this for you, okay? Is and 10 is enough. So awesome. And so everyone else, just notice where have you experienced anxiety. First thing that comes to your mind is the one. And how old do you feel and where in your body are you feeling it? So where are you feeling it most? Well, this is in your heart. So, okay.
In my
awesome,
heart.
Janice,
and then it's going up. It's like at the back of my neck and going to my ears.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So it has to do with your fourth and fifth chakra, your self-expression and willpower. Okay. So let's release this for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. 10 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Just let it flow out. And you released that right away. That was like ready to go. And let's see. There's something else here. And make sure everybody else released it too. Is it from column A? Odd row, no. Even row, yes. 2, 4, 6. The next one that's coming up is humiliation. So let's see, is this from this life? Yes, before the age of 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So this is around 15 years old. When you hear humiliation around 15, what comes to mind?
I'm not really sure. It might have been
let's...
a boyfriend. No, that was before I had one.
That was what?
That was before I had one. I thought a boyfriend, but I didn't have one yet.
Okay.
Did
you have one when you were like 16, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, see, this could be a year off. So, because I got a yes to that. It has something to do with a boyfriend. humiliation. And do we need to know anything more? No. So, because for you, what your subconscious is like saying, just get on with it. Name them, and release them. Okay? No need to dilly-dally to figure out what the story is. Just, they're ready to go. All right. So, and we've all experienced humiliation. So I just want to invite everybody else to notice where, what's coming up as an age and where in your body are you experiencing or have you experienced humiliation? And it can actually be in the present too. So are you ready, Janice, to release this humiliation from when you were 15
yes.
years old till now?
Yeah.
This is part of your heart wall, okay? This is, it was there because it thought it had to protect you, and you don't need it anymore. You need to allow your heart to expand with the love that's already in it, but that's been constricted, okay? So, and 10 is enough for this too. Awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Beautiful. Another layer. Awesome. Okay, and there's one more. Can we do it? One more here?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this from column A on row, even row, row 2, row 4, row 6? And so this is overwhelm. Your poor heart feeling overwhelmed. Is this before the age of 20, 21, 22, 23, 24? Is it 25? 24. So when you hear overwhelm around 24 years old, what pops into your mind?
Betrayal.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're overwhelmed by that. And so your heart's been suffering. And this is partly why you're feeling it in the back of your neck, your shoulders there. Behind our heart is often where betrayal is felt and it's radiating up. So do we need to know anything more? No. See, and all you need is overwhelming betrayal. So really to honor you, for acknowledging it, to giving it voice, and to sharing that, and allowing yourself to feel the support of an amazing group like this. You're not alone, okay? Are you ready to release that?
Yes.
Okay, and 10 is enough. Awesome. And so again, I just want to invite everyone listening, where have you experienced overwhelm? How old are you? And where in your body are you feeling it the most? Here we go. I'm going to release that now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Nice deep breath. And let it go. Just let it go. Doesn't serve you anymore. You don't need it. You thought it needed to protect you. But see, now your heart can actually expand more. And it's the love that's within your heart that can flow more freely and right to the top of your heart and out more that you want to turn specifically towards you to know how much your heart loves you and wants to connect with you and wants you to know that and to be willing to connect with it so it can guide you. So you know that it's the love that's within you that creates a space for you to know you're safe. Because love is the safest thing. And love is gentle. It's filled with compassion. It's also powerful. It's also very strong. And so that is the best thing to protect us, to allow the love in our own heart to protect us. And so, yes, you did release that. And so did you release the heart wall completely? No. Because sometimes if we've had to have a deep wall to protect us opening that up all at once would be too much. Okay, but now your heart can expand. How are you feeling now?
I'm not shaking so bad.
Oh God.
I feel it opening some, but you were right about the back, like behind my heart. There was real heavy energy.
Yeah, that's really powerful.
I have an older sister that is, I just realized recently she was a narcissist of the worst of every kind. And I thought I was raised by her. I thought it was normal. But I found recently that it's a narcissist. And I think it had an effect on me.
Absolutely. And so see, now that's what you believed, and now you're creating an opening and a space to realize what's the deeper truth. And the deeper truth is you were affected and wounded by that. And yet, so now, what does your own heart need? Because you're the one that can give it. You're the one that knows deeply what is needed to support, to heal, and to regenerate. And you can give that to yourself. You can make sure you get it. So whether it's the 15-year-old part of you, the 24-year-old part of you, let those parts of you, those ages, know that you're here for them, that now that you know you're all together, and let them ask you or tell you that you're open to hear what is it they need. What is it that they were feeling for all these years that they were too afraid to say? And now you're here and you want to know. And all together, you can create this new relationship. And like any new relationship, it takes time sometimes to trust one another, to get to know one another. And yet, tell them they can play in your heart. It's expanded now. They're safe there. And you're the adult, and you want to comfort them. You want them to know they're safe. And they're all three of you together can get what you need. And know that you are all loved. And that's part of your wholeness.
That's beautiful. It seems so crazy that I would be my age and not be able to have a problem like that.
And yet it's so common. You're not alone. And how beautiful that now you've discovered it and you know you can do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Love yourself. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That was so powerful. So take some time for yourself and just know that you may still continue to process for the next couple of days, right, Lori?
Absolutely. And sometimes longer. So the other thing, thank you for reminding me about that. You want to drink, as Laura had said, drink a lot of water, because we have released a lot of toxic emotions and we want to flush those through our system. We'll feel much better that way. If anybody feels like it's really heavy, and there's and feels like they need to move some more energy, either taking a walk in nature is good. And also you could take a bath, a warm bath with an Epsom salt and baking soda and a few drops of essential oil that you love is like a natural, wonderful detoxifier that can help move any energy that might be stagnant there. So that's another thing. You might have vivid dreams tonight. You know, 20% of people do. Not necessarily, but if you do, it could be why. And also, any of the emotions that we released, anxiety, humiliation, shame, confusion, can come back and visit over the next few days as echoes or waves. And if that happens, I just invite you to be an observer and put them up on a movie screen in front of you and just say, oh, thank you, humiliation or shame. Or confusion for stopping by. I appreciate that. I got the message. I know you're on your way out, and there's the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. There's the door. I love that. Oh, wow. That was so powerful. And we did so much healing and clearing. So, you know, it's going to be really important, like Lori said, be gentle with yourself. And just take that time to know that you are processing, know that you are clearing. Whether you felt something on the call or not, it's okay, because sometimes, you know, not all of us feel stuff, right? So some of us, we don't feel, but the energy work still is happening. You know, sometimes it's your higher self that's in charge of this of this energy work, and our conscious mind doesn't even know that it's happening until stuff starts to shift and change, and you wonder what happened here, right? So just know that that's also possible too, right, Lauren?
Yes, no, that's beautifully said. And that's why I really love the idea of stepping back and noticing, saying, wow, look at the emotions that are coming up now, and just have a conversation with them and say, interesting, you know, there's sadness underneath what we just released. Interesting, I wonder what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
And just invite it to come up and listen for what the message is, and then say thank you, and there's the door.
Yes, absolutely. So now, before we go, Lori, I just wanted to because something we didn't touch on, which I really wanted to get to just quickly, about some simple tools that we can use in our lives to, you know, receive the gifts of the universe that the universe creator source has for us right now. Can you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, and so one of the best ones, I think, is just sitting down and breathing,
mm-hmm.
taking a few deep breaths. I mean, really, and sometimes we just need three, but to take in, to allow life to fill us, and to breathe out any tension, any anxiety that we can, and allow our bodies to just settle and get into a receptive place. Because it helps us to get to what's underneath. If we're feeling scared, to breathe, get the oxygen in, and say, okay, what's the deeper truth here? What am I really afraid of? And get underneath what's there. That's one thing that I find really helpful. The other thing is just when you're getting emotional, to let yourself ask, okay, what are the emotions? Name them. Honor them. Because they really are there as our friends to awaken us to our deepest calling.
Mm-hmm.
And so just by giving them voice, it's our right and it's actually our responsibility to do that. That's how we can take responsibility for our lives, by owning, okay, what am I feeling? And giving it a voice. Because I can tell you myself that sometimes when I had a lot of anxiety, and so I'd say, okay, listen, fear. Let's have a conversation. You've been running my life, and I don't want that anymore. I'm willing to give you a voice, but I'm not willing to let you run my life anymore.
Hmm.
So, and then I would feel on equal terms rather than controlled by it. And just that was a huge gift for me and shifted how I dealt with that emotion.
It's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And that conversation, is that acknowledging it, you know, voicing it, you know, giving it a name, looking at it, and sometimes just looking at it, witnessing it, is enough to change it and shift it. So, yeah great reminder. Thank you. And I want to, you know, invite all of you to go back into your heart space, connect into your heart now, feel the difference that you feel now, because, you know, there has been so much shifting going on in this call. You know, feel that difference, be grateful for that difference, you know, thank, you know, all of your guides and angels, their support teams that are here, that are with us and supporting this call, supporting this show with all this wonderful, beautiful energy that's coming through right now, this unconditional love, you know, just receive that, accept that, and then send that out to your loved ones, your friends, your family, your community, to everybody else on this call, listening now or listening later. You know, we can all use that extra energetic support, right? That extra unconditional love, and just receive that. Just be open to receiving. And that, you know, that alone will help you to have more ease with the processing from all of the healing that was done on the call today. And I want to thank all the callers, you know, who shared with us their experiences, their vulnerabilities, and everybody who typed in the Q&A. I know we didn't get to all the questions today. I apologize for that. But thank you for sharing with us, because, you know, they help to help us clear some of our own stuff too, you know, and that's what's important. As I you participating in this call by being present, by looking at your own stuff and being willing to clear it, you have shifted. You have made a change. And so for that, I thank you. And thank you, Lori. This is, oh my goodness, it's such a pleasure talking with you, being in your space, doing this work with you. You're just wonderful, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for your gifts and talent and for who you are and who you are, you know, sharing of yourself to your community, to our community. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's such an honor to be with you. And I say the same about you. So it's beautiful, Alara. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. We will join us again tomorrow. We have another show tomorrow. So until then, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. I'm sending you all love and blessings always. Bye for now.